We're here on KSOM, and we're talking high school football. Southwest Valley got a nice win to open up their season, and they did so with a key player on the bench. Keegan Loggenbaugh, head coach for the Timberwolves, joins us now. And Coach, down 3-0 to Red Oak at halftime. You come back, score a couple of touchdowns in the second half, shut out the Tigers in the second half, win 14-3. And you did it without your really top player, Wyatt Mendenhall, your quarterback and leader on the bench with an injury. So how are you feeling overall about the win over Red Oak?
We're feeling really excited over our way here. This is kind of turned into a little bit of a, it's a fun game every year for both sides. I mean, it's been a grind all 3 years of, we've played them since I've been head coach here. So I know both schools have a lot of fun, and they get quite a bit of adrenaline flowing that first Friday night. So it's just nice to be able to come out with a win, have a little bit, have that monkey off your back, being able to get that first one under your belt. And, there was a lot of ups and downs, especially in the first half of that game, but we really figured it out at halftime and ended up having a great second half.
Well, tell me about the status of Mendenhall.
Yeah, he did get bummed up a little bit against in our scrimmage a couple weeks ago. It's just kind of been unidentified all the way up to this point. He's found out there's no tears, no break that we know of. So, he's going to be out again this week, but hopefully we can get him back next week. And if not, we're just going to keep, chipping away, talking about next man up. There was a lot of guys, unfortunately, that went down against Red Oak. A lot of them battled through a lot, but then, I get the texts or emails on Saturday morning or Sunday with some injuries. So, unfortunately, we're going to be down a few more guys. And we really harped on the guys yesterday when we brought them in for film, that there's a lot of guys that might not feel varsity ready mentally or physically, but everybody's got to step into a role. And it's just going to be a position where there's going to be more hiccups, but those guys are going to get out there and get their experience and hopefully get their feet wet for not just the rest of this season, but hopefully for years to come.
So what about the quarterback position with Mendenhall on the sidelines now for this upcoming week against ACGC?
Yeah. So, Wyatt Shire stepped into the quarterback role this last week against Red Oak. He went down in the early second quarter with an ankle injury, and he found out it's just a sprain. So, we're for sure going to keep him out this week. Hopefully, he can return next week as well. But Walker Bissell stepped into the role on Friday, and he did a phenomenal job. I've told a lot of kids that since the beginning of summer that they're going to be running quarterback roles, and Walker and a couple other guys that didn't really expect to step into the position, but we had them running quarterback just in case of situations like this. And unfortunately, we're having to go through this here in week two already. But Walker stepped in and did a phenomenal job last Friday. He looked very comfortable when it came to running football and running the offense there. And it's always nice being able to have Cale Hogan in the backfield too, a very experienced running back that, does a great job no matter where you put him on the field. And, it was just position two where Gavin Wetzel, he's been our tight end, kind of our go-to receiver the last 3 years here. And he ended up having to step into the backfield a little bit too. So some guys are getting a little bit out of their comfort zone, moving around offensively and defensively, but they're fully aware that that's what we got to do if we want to be competitive every Friday.
Well, you kind of answered some of my next question, which was, who are the guys you're going to have to rely on, that are healthy,
right.
That are going to have to step in roles. You're going to have to rely on experience, and you don't have you have some guys with experience, but if there's other guys that are hurt, it's like you say, young players, unproven players, it's time to grow up.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's the great thing about this team is we do have unbelievable leadership with our upperclassmen. You just talk about that senior class. They showed a lot of grit, and they showed a lot of, patience with the younger kids. You talk about that whole senior class, and Wyatt Mendenhall has been on the sideline, and he's been doing a great job, helping coach these kids up, keeping good spirits. And I just mentioned Gavin and Cale, Evan Fast. He came back this year, and so did this Thatcher Holdsworth. They both just came back this year, and they've been doing a great job up to this point, really making kids feel like they're a part of the team. And we're going to get Michael Ramsey back as a senior. He's going to have to step in this week already. Some of these guys aren't able to ease their way back into it. They're going to have to be thrown right into the fire, ready to go. And then our junior class, they've been are great in the weight room all summer too. They've been great when it came to football camp. It's just they're fully aware that there's a lot of young guys already. Even when we're fully healthy, they're going to have to step into bigger roles. So the patience and the way they treat these younger kids is really shows that we don't just have a couple captains. We have a lot of guys with a captain heart.
What stood out for the defense to only hold Red Oak to a field goal?
You talk already just Coach Kyle Schaefer. He really watches a lot of film, knows what he wants to do. He kind of mixes things up, sends a lot of blitzes from all over the place. And then sometimes when you think he's going to send a lot, he pulls back. So, he just does a great job with those kids, and those kids are really bought into the system of the defense. That's one thing that I've harped on ever since the beginning of camp is, I understand that I call the plays, I'm the offensive mind here, but it's always been Southwest Valley does rely on their defense. And it's been that way ever since Southwest Valley started back in 2013. It's always if we're playing solid defense, the game is going to be more or less it's going to be a great game or it's going to be in our favor. So defensively, there was a lot of stepping up to have to be done on Friday. And like I said, that first half was really rough on the offensive side. We had a lot of miscues and blocks. We had a lot of rough snaps. Put the ball on the ground a couple times, and there was just a lot that was not going our way, and we hit each other in halftime, and we talked about it, or hit in halftime that we were only down 3-0. It kind of felt like we were down a lot more for all the hiccups that we had, but we had to make sure and let the kids know that they're making mistakes too. They put the ball on the ground a couple times and didn't capitalize on some of our mistakes, and it was pretty big momentum builder towards the end of the first half. We fumbled it on our own 20, and we were able to stop him defensively. But we had a swing pass out to the outside to Cale Hogan. He ran for a 70-yard touchdown that was brought back by a holding call. So that was really – there was a lot of questions up in the air of where the momentum was going to be. But at halftime, those guys made great adjustments, and we got back to our bread and butter and just kind of ground and pound on with the football the second half, and just had a lot of gut punches, 4 or 5 yards of carry, not really big carries until Walker Bissell had a springing touchdown of 31 yards. But other than that, it was just, control the clock and control the ball.
So now ECGC, even if you were at full strength, it would be a tough challenge with the Chargers and their triple option offense. What are going to be the issues you're going to have to deal with right now going into this week?
Yeah, these guys that are healthy and that are playing know that they're going to have to do more than they already planned on for this week. Hopefully we can get some guys back for future weeks here, but, you can't look past anybody. You can't look past any week. And we've, really studied the film on these guys. These guys run the same stuff that they have been the last 2 years that we've played them. It's just that they're a squad that, you know exactly what they're going to do, but they're just very good at doing it. So, that's just what we have to come down to. We have to slow down Joe Crawford out of the backfield and slow down their run and just get a hat on hat on defense because, they are aggressive all over the place defensively. They really, they don't send a lot of blitzes because they have a defensive line that gets enough pressure on their own. So, it's a very well coached squad by Coach Mathewson. He's done a phenomenal job there ever since he started, and a lot of respect goes towards him and that program. But when it comes to our side of it, we just need to make sure that we are getting hat on hat and be able to. We want to try to control the clock too and be able to get those 4 or 5 yards of carry and really kind of keep harping on these young guys that. Some mistake, everybody's going to make a mistake. You just got to move on. And that's been our mindset has been day by day and play by play. So we're going to continue to take that mentality into this week.
Coach, really appreciate your time and best of luck this week against the Chargers. Thanks so much.
Thanks, Chris. Always appreciate it.
Keegan Loggenbaugh, head coach for Southwest Valley Football with us here on KSOM.